Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Todd Yeagley's number one ranked Indiana Hoosiers. They headed up to Indianapolis last night to take on the 19th ranked Butler Bulldogs to see if they could keep that shutout streak alive and to keep that clean sheet in the loss column here in 2017. They did. They checked off both boxes, but it was a nil-nil draw in Indy. A record crowd of 6,105 packed into the Selleck Bowl, the newly named Butler Bowl. Butler, who has given the Hoosiers fits over the last few years, did so again, but Indiana was up to the challenge. Freshman goalkeeper Trey Muse, the reigning defensive player of the week in the Big Ten, him and his back line and all the Hoosiers posted the team's ninth straight shutout, extending the scoreless streak to get this. 889 minutes and 37 seconds. That is the seventh longest in NCAA history. Remember, last night's game goes double overtime. That's 110 minutes if you are scoring at home trying to keep track of all this. Muse now has 13 shutouts on the season. That leads the NCAA. Not bad for a freshman that showed up just a couple days before school started. He now ranks in a tie for sixth place on Indiana's single-season shutout list. Coach Yeagley won't be happy, though. Why? Goals win football matches. Not conceding them is a good thing. I agree with that 100%. But you have to score to win. He tried multiple combinations in the middle of the park, trying to fire some things up, but just couldn't crack the Butler defense. What does it mean in the long run? Nothing. It means Indiana's not conceding goals, and they're not going to play perfectly every match of the season. The Hoosiers will be back in action Saturday night for their final home game of the regular season in Big Ten play, as they will welcome the Wisconsin Badgers and former IU player and coach John Trask to town. Wisconsin and the Hoosiers, 7:30 Saturday night at Bill Armstrong Stadium. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Big basketball news today as the Big Ten Media Day is rolling along in New York City. The Big Ten Conference announced today that starting next season, 20 conference games will be the new normal for the men and 18 for the women. Also, the conference finally did protected rivalries, meaning the Hoosiers and Boilermakers will play twice every season regardless, just as it should be. They finally listened to their fans, and I thank them for it. I gave them a bunch of grief when they didn't, and I'm going to give them credit when they do. Also, protected rivalries will be Illinois and Northwestern and Michigan, Michigan State. Nobody cares about those games. We care about Indiana and Purdue. That's the good news. The other good news is for the basketball fan, 20 conference games means obviously you're going to have better competition to play. So you lose a couple of those games earlier in the year. You say, well, geez, you're going to make me buy season tickets and stick that in there. You get better by playing better competition. I don't think anybody argues that. They'll divide these games up regionally. You're going to play your closest rivals. You're going to play the closest region the most, and then you're going to play the outliers the least. So smart from the Big Ten there. Don't forget, Hoosier Hysteria comes up Saturday, 5:30. The doors open. There'll be a dunk and skills competition as well, but the focus is going to be the scrimmage. That's what I like to hear. It's time to talk about basketball and not all the stuff that goes with it. 7 o'clock, the program begins for the men and the women, so please bring a canned good and help out those maybe not as fortunate as you are. After the scrimmages are completed on Saturday night, men's and women's basketball teams will be available for autographs as well. So another great part of a great evening. Hoosier Hysteria, 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.